This is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan from Tara Nolan Advisory Services. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Tara provides her clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here is Nolan Financial Radio with Tara Nolan.
Hello, and welcome back to Nolan Financial Radio. My name is Tara Nolan from Nolan Financial. If you'd like more information as we go through today's show, please feel free to give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. You can set up your discovery call. We're going to be talking about market volatility, and that is a hot topic for everybody right now, although I think it should be a topic that you always are planning for. But again, that number is 719-210-4242. And if you're new to the show, I would invite you to visit my website at www.nolanfinancialpartners. While you're there, you can check out the website. But what's really cool is you can actually go to the radio page. We record all of these shows, so we have lots of educational material. You can kind of scroll through and find the topic that is the question that you have at the tip of your tongue right now. And also, you can sign up because the shows are played on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well. So there's lots of ways to get at the information. And as you get to know Chris and I, we don't feel like there's a problem of availability of information. It's how do you ask good questions? And so our goal with the end of the show is that you're able to ask questions that help get answers for you and your situation. So again, please don't hesitate to reach out to us to set up a face-to-face or a virtual meeting. So we're going to jump into volatility and the roller coaster of the market. But before we jump into that topic today, I wanted to say hello to Tony, my amazing co-host. What's going on, Tony?
Great to be here, Tara. I'll tell you, a lot's been going on, apparently, especially in the world of finance. But before we get into that, I'm excited to finally have some great weather here and be able to get outdoors a little more. Although I've been so busy with family and work, I haven't had a huge opportunity to take advantage of that yet. But I'm excited about it. And there's a lot going on to talk about. But before we jump into that, how have you been? I know you've been really busy, haven't you?
Well, I think that's just the way the rest of this year is going to wind up. We had, you know, a nice break with the pandemic and didn't travel much. and now that the world is opening back up, I think I'm just hitting the ground running. You know, we had a trip with family last weekend, so I got to connect with family, which is always nice. And, you know, I think it's important, Tony. It's one of those things, I don't know how all the listeners are, but sometimes I feel like I get too busy and then family falls to the bottom of the list and I have to go, wait, no. Family needs to be at the top of the list. And then Everything else follows from that. So I'm patting myself on the back for doing that last week. Well, because it's wonderful because you don't realize how much you miss it until you get to connect with everybody.
Yeah, that's true. Family's important. That's why I was going to be really busy this weekend. We have so much to do at home, but my mom, who's her Parkinson's isn't getting any better. I'm going to travel to see my mom and dad and doing that this weekend. So I'm excited. You got to put family first, Tara. And I like the fact that you're doing that and you've been doing that. And I know that's important to you and Chris. So that's very, very cool. Now, in the financial world, though, I'm going to jump right into it. I mean, we can just tick the things off that are happening that I'd love to ask you about. I mean, the Fed raised interest rates by 0.5% this past week, and that's the largest single increase in over 20 years. They haven't raised it that much in 20 years. And the market volatility, which we're talking about today that we've seen, I mean, the market's down overall, I think 10 to 12% for the year on the year, but it's really up and down. We're having some extreme highs and extreme lows, and the volatility just seems to really be more. I mean, we've seen a lot of growth over the last 10 years, and I think we got a little spoiled, but now it's really getting volatile. And then, of course, inflation. So you've got a kind of a combo platter with those three things happening, right?
It's absolutely, Tony. And then it's just you're realizing how connected the world is. So the war in Ukraine is having ripple effects everywhere. And so it's really hard to pinpoint the issue to any one thing, but we're having all these things happen at the same time. And, we talked about on previous shows that the Fed raising interest rates, that is a normal tool because we have inflation when there's more demand. demand, then there's things available. So a lot of this kicked off because of the war in Ukraine and the interruption in the supply chain. So, you know, with the chips and cars, for example, right? How many cars are sitting out, you know, just waiting for that chip? So there's a demand for vehicles and then the supply is not there. So it's things like that where people have money to spend, the supply isn't there, prices start to go. So that kind of has taken off. And so we were expecting the Fed to raise the interest rates like they did.
Yeah.
They didn't raise them very much, but I mean, the way the market's going crazy, it's not any just one thing. It's all of these different things interacting together. And then you have the human factor, right? Because
that's true.
People, you know, they try to game it. They're trying to get ahead of it. They're trying to figure out how to make a buck. And so we just see a lot of this volatility because there's a lot of things driving the price of stocks today beyond just the valuation of the company. It's
right.
It's people trying to outguess each other.
It should be based, stock prices should be based on a company's productivity and a company's outlook and their actual, you know, success or failure of the actual company and what they're doing. Unfortunately, we live in a world and, you know, it's a global economy and we live in a world where, you know, if somebody catches a cold in China, it affected our stock market. How did that happen? Someone sneezed in China and our stocks fell. That doesn't make sense. But you're right. There's so many factors now about this. And that's what we're talking about today is, hey, what do you do during market volatility? And you said, hey, Tony, the topic's going to be what to do during market volatility. And I'm like, hey, that's right now. So what do we do now is the question, right?
Well, of course. And that's the thing is as a planner, I always talk to my clients about what we're going to do with market volatility, because you want to decide what you're going to do before it happens is the ideal situation.
Plan
but here we are in the middle of it.
Yeah. I mean, plan for the best, but prepare for the worst, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So let me just take a minute and just put a little bit of an academic flair on how market volatility is measured, because, sure. You know, one thing that can help reduce stress is when you understand something just a little bit better.
Right.
So in its very simplest terms, market volatility is measured using the standard deviation of the return on your investment over a defined period of time. So standard deviation is just a statistical tool that profiles the total variation or deviation from what you expect and then the square root of the variance of the returns. So that sounds like very complicated. But so let's just to put it in more simple terms, like the S&P 500 may have a standard deviation of roughly 15%. So here's what you expect, and it can change positive or negative 15%. So just kind of think of it like a back and forth.
Yep.
Whereas something more stable like a CD, it's going to have a standard deviation very close to zero because it's basically guaranteed.
Yeah, its return doesn't vary. The return you get doesn't vary. It doesn't go way up and way down, that type of thing. It really does make sense. I mean, to put it in simpler terms, I think what you're saying is in a volatile market, that means there's a lot of rapid fluctuations and it's combined with significant trading. Is that about right? That's what a volatile market is?
Exactly. It's just, you know, here's what things should do if everything worked as predicted. And then there's all of the different factors like inflation and people's, you know, fears and concerns driving things and people trying to, you know, invest things, you know, all those different pieces go together. But exactly right.
Yeah. So how do we deal?
The question is right. So what do we do right now? So this is where I draw people back to that visual of the financial lifecycle model and see where you are. So if you're in that get it phase where you're young, you're working, you're not going to retire for 10 or 15 years, this is where I say stay the course. And we'll talk about that. If you are retired, it's a little bit dicier because if you have all of your money in the market and that's your nest egg and you're watching it drop 40 or 50%, that's not ideal. And so, we're going to have different recommendations there. So for those of you listening, if you're in that phase right now where you're working and you have your 401k at work, what I'm going to tell you right now is the best thing to do is to probably just stay the course. And we'll talk about the buy and hold strategy is really the place where you are in this moment, because on any given day, right, it's buy low, sell high.
Yeah.
So even if you make the decision that you want to get out of the market, how are you going to time that so that you're buying low and selling high and not the other way around?
Yeah. And not getting back in as it's going up. That's the problem. So you're right. I mean, if you watch your portfolio lose 40%, that's not good. And I know that some people think that you mentioned buy and hold, which is probably a great advice right now for most people. Of course, you know, everybody's situation is different. As you always say, it depends. But also some people think, hey, if I hang on to my stock for 20 or 25 years, if I put all my money in the stock market and hang on to it for 25 years, I'm sure to make money. That's a bit of a misconception as well, isn't it?
It is. Historically, you will make money. Historically, right. Over 20 to 25 years, the market will earn about 10%. That's kind of what it does. And, you know, then there's the outliers, the people who do better than that. Then there's the people that do worse than that. And then that's where you have to understand, and you really need to talk with a financial services professional, because with my clients in the market, Tony, I use active money management with downside protection. But if you're younger, I will say that you have time to weather the ups and the downs. But I like to use this example for people that don't like math and don't like the market a lot. But let's just say, Tony, you have $100 in the market and the market drops 50%. How much money do you have?
You have $50.
You have $50. Let's say the next day, kind of like we're seeing now, wild recovery, the market goes back up 50%. How much money do you have?
75,
right?
You're because not back up to 100%.
You haven't got back up to equal. So here's the thing that happens for a lot of people, Tony, is they watch the market drop 50%. So they're down at $50. And then that's where they just can't take it anymore. So they pull their money out. And then the next day, or, you know, the next week, when the money goes back up, they miss the back up. So they've had the big loss, and then they don't get the recovery. And this is kind of the thought process behind the buy and hold strategy. And it's really, Tony, it's just based on historical data. I mean, there's no guarantee. And that's the hard thing, because, you know, the market drops and it will come back up, but there's no guarantee that your particular set of stocks is going to come back up.
But you need to be working. The key is not to have everything in one basket and to work with a financial services professional. That's the difference.
That is the difference, Tony, because people have PhDs in this stuff. This is where all those mathematicians and statisticians go. So, you know, like I always tell people, if you're going to do it yourself, then do it.
Yeah.
Don't play at it.
Right.
Get after it. Get educated.
Exactly. Well, I think that's really important. I mean, and I like your example. That's a good explanation, and it really rings true. And that's very helpful to help educate our listeners out there on how they should look at market volatility. But there are other things to do. And I mean, you know, asset allocation is a big part of being prepared for a bear market or market volatility too.
Well, and that's one of the things I really always like to do with my clients, Tony, is have a balance between your safe money accounts and your growth accounts. And so that your safe money accounts, that's kind of where you have your food, clothing, and shelter money. That's the money you need to live on. And this is definitely a priority when you're in retirement or you're getting very close to retirement. It's when you're young and you have time, it's not as critical because you're still working. So your food, clothing, and shelter is coming from your paycheck. You know, you're working and you're making things happen. It's a little different if you are close to retirement, Tony. And I would also include entrepreneurs in that category, because entrepreneurs don't tend to get a steady paycheck. They tend to get paid in big chunks, and then they go for months with no paycheck.
There are a lot of careers out there like that actually now.
And so if you get paid like that, you know, you don't get a W-2 and a monthly paycheck. If you're getting paid in large chunks, then I always recommend that you have your food, clothing, and shelter money safe. So that way you don't have to worry about what the stock market or the Dow Jones Industrial is doing this morning. You don't care because you're going to be able to pay your mortgage and buy your groceries and put gas in your car. And then you have the money that's in the market. That's the money that can be a little more volatile and can ride the ups and downs with that longer view to say, hey, this is the money, I'm going to expose it to a little more risk because it's going to do well. Where it becomes nail biting, Tony, is for the people that have 100% of their money in the market.
Yeah.
And Tony, I have some clients like that, and I call it, it's against financial advice, you know, like against medical advice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When you go against your doctor's advice.
Where everyone's great. It's all good when we're making money, but you don't have a plan for when everything's good.
Yeah, that's not what the plan is for.
The plan is for what's going on right now where the market's
going.
The
plan isn't for best case scenario. The plan is for worst case scenario.
Exactly.
Right?
That's exactly it, Tony. So I would just say right now, like for those folks out there listening, this is really a great time to give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242. If you want to take a look at your money and see, do you have that balance between your safe money that you know is going to be there and your growth account money that, you know, is in the market, and to make sure that you have the right balance. And Tony, it was like you were saying a minute ago, it's different for everybody, right?
It is.
There's not a one size fits all.
Nope. And that's why when we talk about investing, especially investing in stocks and in the market and market volatility, Tara, you're taking a broad approach on our show, and we're not going to get into nitty gritty specifics on certain stocks and certain picks and what to sell and not to sell on the radio show, because that doesn't apply to all listeners. Everybody's situation is different, but you will sit down with them and look at where they're at and what they have and talk to them about it and about some decisions they might want to make. You can help them with that so they don't make emotional decisions, but logical ones that are going to protect their retirement income. But they need to do that in person. And I love the fact that you and Chris offer the no charge consultation for that initial meeting over the phone, the internet, or in person. That initial meeting, there's no charge to look at where they're at, run some reports, and then move on from there if they want. There's no obligation. And what's that number they can call once again?
Sure, Tony, that number is 719-210-4242.
All right. And I also, before we jump back into market volatility here, Tara, I want to remind our listeners that they can go to your website Boy, it's a great website, NolanFinancialPartners.com. That's NolanFinancialPartners.com. And if they scroll down and see the radio section and click listen now, they'll go to your radio page. And there's actually four main podcast sites where your show's available. And the links are all right there. It's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Spotify. So all four of the major podcast sites this show is available on as a podcast. It's also on YouTube and the radio. So for our radio listeners, we're trying to cover the ground there to make sure as many people are educated about what to do regarding market volatility. And I think a lot of it is making sure they're not doubling up. Some people might have, I've got, four money market funds between my wife and I, and they don't realize, we're very diverse. And you look at it and it's like, well, no, you've got the majority of your money in like only three different stocks.
Right.
Because you're doubling up. Right. And that's something you find out for people too, isn't it?
It's absolutely something we look at, and we want to look at, just how is your money actually being managed, and what's the buildup? Because, we have, for just example, one of our clients is very conservative, shouldn't be in the market, in my opinion, but she insists.
Sure. And so for some growth. Okay.
We've built it. And, at the end of the day, it's your money. All I can do is advise. But sure, we do have her portfolio where there is actually a large percentage of the money's actually in cash. And then a lot of it is in utilities. And so when the market's volatile, blue chip stocks can be a place where there tends to be, like utility companies and things that have been around for a long time. There tends to be a little more stability versus some of the speculation where you might see like with Netflix or Amazon or Twitter or, some of the things that are a little more volatile.
The ups and downs of the technology sector. Sure.
So we look at, we have some of those kind of conversations with somebody to say, okay, what is your goal? You want to be in the market for a little bit of growth, but you're terrified of the crazy ups and downs. So let's look at what you're actually invested in and try to keep you something that's going to stay the course just a little better.
Right.
And that's just what you try to do, because it's really maddening. And I talk about it in the book. The more I dig deeper into the market, there's a lot of math going into it. But at the end of the day, it's all based on the best guesswork that exists, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to grab my copy of the show, our listeners. Tara's talking about money moves. And again, if you go to NolanFinancialPartners.com/money-moves, then you can get a copy of the book. You can see where you can get it. It's on Amazon and there are some deals there, but this book, and it's not, it's hefty. I love it. There's a lot in here, and it's really, really well done. It's not your typical financial book. I think this is a guide map. This is a roadmap to financial success, that just educating you so you can help make the right decisions. Because in a volatile market, which is what we're talking about today, people tend to make bad decisions for some reason. I'm guilty of it. I get emotional with my finances. A lot of people get emotional when it comes to their finances, right?
Tony, there is nothing more personal out there than money. Money is almost as personal as it gets. I really think as a financial planner, I also need to be certified as a counselor, because you get into some some very personal spaces with people. And it's really important stuff, because you work hard for that. There's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears behind it. It can represent a lot of things. It's not that the money's important. It's kind of what it represents for you.
Well, and you can make mistakes that if you use your emotions with investments and make investment decisions based on, oh, man, you know, the market's down overall 12%. You know, the S&P's down 12% for the year. I had some, you know, Netflix stock or something. I've got to bail. Right. And they're making emotional decisions that could derail their entire retirement plans. Right.
That can be the result. And we try to hopefully avoid that for everybody. And then, you know, that kind of leads into this, Tony, is there's emotional decision making, but then there's also delays, just digital mayhem, and then incorrect quotes. So the other frustrating thing is you may go, you know, I've read about it. I want to buy at this point, or I want to sell at this point. And you see that number come and you put your information into whatever, you know, app or trading house you're using. And there's no guarantee that it's going to be executed when you enter.
Right. Right.
And that's maddening because you're like, I did my research and here's what happened, you know, and, you know, I'll do covered calls sometimes and you put your bids in and there's a range and then you'll go back and look and go, you'll see the high point of the day and the low point of the day. And always invariably, I'm like, you know, I wanted that high one. How come I got something a little bit less than that? And it's because there's these delays. And when whoever pushes the final button hits that button, that's when your trade happens.
Yeah. And so you said digital mayhem. That sounds like a great band name for an industrial band, digital mayhem. Right. But you're right. I mean, what you're talking about is, you know, sometimes when the markets get volatile, they purposely slow things down. So the price you think you're buying at isn't even the price you're buying at. And I think that's what you're talking about here. And this is just another reason why the DIYers out there, you know, it might be possible to be successful investing on your own, you know, getting an E-Trade account or something. When the market's riding high for 5 years, you're like, oh, I can do this. But then
I'm a genius.
Yeah, exactly. I'm a genius. But then volatility hits and you're citing the reasons why it's not smart to be a DIYer when it comes to your money, especially money you need to live on in retirement at some point, which is why we all have 401ks, IRAs, savings. The biggest reason we have these things is to use when we're in retirement. And you don't want to derail your retirement because you made some crazy decision and or there was some market volatility, right?
Well, that, and I mean, part of the digital mayhem is just the internet. We've all experienced that when things slow down because there's just too many people on at once. And, you know, there's bandwidth is a real thing. And so that impacts all every time you want to be on the internet. Of course, it's going to impact like in times like now where everybody's on the internet and trying to get through and do everything. So we're spoiled, right? Because remember when it used to take, you know, months to travel across the country. Now you just hop on an airplane and fly across. And we have that same challenge when it comes to the internet. We're like, okay, I want to make a decision and I have it instantaneous. And so you just don't want your retirement security to be based on things that are beyond your control like that.
Now, another thing before we go about market volatility is buying and selling stock during turbulent times. Obviously, that's where people can make huge mistakes. And you alluded to that earlier, and I wanted to ask you about that. Obviously, you don't want to end up selling low and buying high. And that I think that's probably a typical mistake people are making right now.
Well, it's what everyone almost ends up doing, Tony, because you're in the market and everything's going fine. And all of a sudden you start hearing like this morning, the Dow was down 1,100 points and that gets people's attention. And you go and look at your account and you're like, holy man, it's dropped a bunch. And it's just the natural feeling to go, well, it's already dropped this much. I got to get out of here before I lose everything. And so it's wildly emotional and it's wildly human. It's what we do.
Yeah.
And so you have to really decide ahead of time what you're going to do because you don't want to wait until it gets scary to then start making decisions.
Right. Yeah. And like you said, you know, on the day we recorded this show, in the final hour of trading, the Dow it was down 1,300 points and there was a tech sell-off. The NASDAQ is on pace to have its worst day since, you know, June of 2020 during the, you know, the COVID shutdown. So obviously these things happen. I think the Fed raising the interest rates has people worried, the war in Ukraine. You mentioned that at the start of the show. So a lot of people are concerned, but they don't necessarily have to be if they have a plan in place and are working with a financial professional with managed money. So before we go, let our listeners know one more time, Tara, how they can do that, how they can get your book, which is a guidebook to help them with things, and set up that consultation with you and Chris. I know you'd be more than happy to talk to them.
Sure, Tony. So for those folks listening today that are just feeling that anxiety about the market going up and down, I would say give Chris and I a call at 719-210-4242 to set up your complimentary discovery call. We'll talk you through the process about how we do it, because for us, we come through a place of protection first. We want to make sure that everything makes sense, because when the market's going well and good, you're good. You need a plan to make sure that those holes and gaps are filled. So that number is 719-210-4242. And I would also invite you to purchase my book at Amazon or Barnes and Noble's, and it's Money Moves, Tara Nolan. And you can just kind of, the book is a great way to get the flavor for what you should be thinking about to set yourself up for success. And the book is designed that you can read it and take that advice and do it yourself. You can go talk to anyone you want to talk to, but it's about asking good questions to make sure that you're going to get to live the life of your dreams. And so that's available exactly on my website, www.nolanfinancialpartners.com, or you can just go to Amazon or Barnes and Nobles and buy it online or get a digital copy. So it's all about asking good questions. So get out there and do it.
Tara, thank you so much. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you tune in next week. Go to the website and check it out as well. That does it for today's episode of Nolan Financial Radio with our host, Tara Nolan.
Join us again for another episode of Nolan Financial Radio. Take care, and we'll talk with you next time.
Thank you for listening to Nolan Financial Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Tara Nolan at Tara Nolan Advisory Services. Call 719-210-4242 or visit the website at taraenolan.com. Tara Nolan and Tara Nolan Advisory Services are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation.